The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 481.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I think you're going to like today's question that came in from someone who's looking for more speaking engagements. How do you get those speaking engagements? And this will really apply to you, whether you're looking for being interviewed on more podcasts, whether you're looking for more clients. This is really about how do you get more of what you want that you don't think you have. Well, I'm excited to talk about that, and especially how to do it with training your brain. So here's what happened. We got a question that came in from somebody, and the request was that she wants to get booked speaking strictly with direct sales teams or in direct sales companies. She's a speaker, coach, provider, expert, and she is already talking to one team a week. So she's getting some leaders to book her, but she wants the leaders to recommend to their companies and get more business. And so when we ask, you know, how did you do that, or how are you doing that to fix the situation, she's saying she's looking for referrals, she's talking to people by the phone, all of these types of things. So the quick thing to know, first of all, is if you want to be on the show, if you want your question answered on the show anonymously or otherwise, you can go to danawild.com/guest and ask a question there, and it will be addressed on the show. So here's the thing. We've got a case here of somebody saying, I have this thing that I want, but I don't have it yet. And what do we know about Train Your Brain? We know that everything is mindset. Mindset matters most. Everything is mindset. So when somebody is saying, I want this thing, I don't have it, I want this thing, I don't have it, what's really happening is we've got, like, here we go, famous sign back there. The problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem. Why? Because you have inside of your brain a reticular activating system. So that's the little matchmaker that lives in your head. You can't keep talking about the problem and get different results. So if you have a desire and you're in that place of want, you're really telling your brain, I don't have this. I want this, but I don't have it. I want it, but I don't have it. I want it, but I don't have it. And your brain says, got it. You don't have it. So don't worry. We're going to keep matching that up. You're going to keep not having it. So this is an inside job. You have to start feeling successful and talking about success as though you're already successful now. Because if you start feeling that way and talking about it, what's going to happen is your brain is going to match that up. It's going to automatically make the outside picture match the inside picture. It's hard to talk about something you don't have like you have it, right? So you have to find a way to make it believable. So here are three quick tips for how to do that. The first one is you must use gentle language. So use gentle language like, I'm starting to see things shifting. I'm starting to feel better about this. I'm starting to notice that things are working out for me. Things are getting better all the time. I'm starting to feel the shift. It's starting to get easier. So you see, like just those little, like it's starting to, I'm starting to notice that. Number two, you must talk about it as though it's already happening because usually it is. And so how do you do that? Count your successes. Count your successes right now. So here's somebody who's doing an engagement every week with somebody. That's huge. That is huge. So start saying like, this is what's going right in your business. Well, this is going right. And I'm doing these engagements every week and the people love what I'm doing and it's working out really well. And I just got another call and I love that people are having success and I'm getting rave reviews from what's happening. Even if your successes don't feel like they're that big, everything can be counted as a success. So think of it like a success could be, I saw this great podcast today with Dana Wild and it got me really fired up. I watched a training and it was so good. I read this really great article. Those are all successes. Anything that makes you feel good, your success could even be I stepped away from the computer for an hour and it felt so good. Anything that makes you feel good is a success, but do what you can to continually be making a list of what's going right in your business, okay? All right, I'm going to give you the third one here in a second, but remember, if you stick around, I'm going to tell you the three things that you should have on your sheet if you are a speaker and you want to get speaking engagements. I'm going to give you three quick tips, okay? So the third thing is, if you have a superpower already, use it. So in this case, this person's superpower is relationship building. She's on the phone. She's calling. She's good at building relationships by phone. So if you're talking to the leaders who are booking you and asking them to go on your behalf and talk to direct sales companies, you have this as a superpower. Go to the direct sales company yourself and do that yourself. And so ask yourself, what's your superpower? If you're not sure, I actually have a good quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com that you can take. But maybe you're somebody who you're really creative. Use your creativity to get those bookings. Maybe you're somebody who you're really funny. You've got the gift of humor to use. You have all sorts of different gifts that you can use to your advantage, okay? Three quick tips, what you should have on your cheat sheet, on your one sheet for speaking engagements. When people are booking speaking engagements, they want to see the pain they're experiencing. So give your title the name of the pain they're experiencing. If you can help somebody improve employee retention, make that the title. The person who's booking you is thinking like, man, I wish these employees would stick around. Tell them that you can talk. If you're going to speak to an association and they have a pain that you can help, make a clever title with it. Number two, why you? Include in your one sheet the reason why you should be the one to do it. And number three, include testimonials. If people can see that you have helped other people, specifically testimonials that show them how you've turned things around and how you've made things better for other companies. Okay, so speakers, or if you're booking for podcasts, or if you're out there looking for clients, whatever it is, what do we know? Mindset matters most. Find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Find a way to train your brain. Use those gentle statements. Shift in your body with those positive feelings. How can you feel better in any given moment? If you can do that, your brain will support you and bring you the rest of the way. All right? Start today. Start right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy thing was smiling at.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
and not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.